producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
A whole other hour to go. Where does it stop? Only Super Don knows. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it up through GCN, our syndicator throughout these United States and beyond. RobertScottBell.com for all of the show notes and links, including the Autism Recovery Summit that is ongoing right now, and I'll be featured in tomorrow, so go and sign up for free. It's linked up there in the notes. Let's go across the sea. I guess we can do the ice bridge now, unless Al Gore melted it all with his hot air. We are going to Russia.
Poor Al Gore. He's forever going to be the global warming guy. He's branded now.
There's not a better poster child for that, is there? I just can't think of one. Who carries that mantle as well as Al Gore does?
Oh, it's him with his inconvenient truth, right?
Right. I mean, he set the stage. That's what it'll be known for forever. And global warming by anthropomorphic sources. I say it's a lie. It's just a... it's not backed up by science. No, but it's science. No, science is religion. Yes, maybe. If you have religious beliefs in something, you can get science to support you. Putin. Let's go to Russia, because Putin is really taking on the so-called scientific religion. Interesting. You know, the godless communists, and this guy coming out of KGB, Soviet era, Cold War, now leading Russia, is possibly... maybe? Taking on the bad guys? According to this report prepared by the Security Council in Russia, they call it the SCRF, circulating in the Kremlin, it states that President Putin has issued orders that his people must be protected from GMO food and Western pharmaceuticals at all costs.
Wow.
Yeah. How long till Ted Cruz says we must wipe him out at all costs, or Hillary Clinton, because there's a lot of pharmaceutical money, particularly Hillary Clinton, that comes back at, most all the candidates, bar a few, that they'll turn him into. Well, they already have tried to, right, with the whole thing in Crimea and everywhere else. It's like, ignore what we do in being all over the world in people's business, but when Putin does it, it means he wants to take over the world. Now, I'll grant you that the United States de jure, constitutionally United States, is not an empire, but the de facto corporate United States that have been taken over by the New World Odor Eaters through the United Nations and other things, they do have sights on global domination, and they have had the willingness to use the American military, however unconstitutionally, to promote those ends, right? Defend the petrodollar. Since the gold standard was broken, Nixon closed the gold window at 71, and then the fiat petrodollar became the dominant force with the breakdown of Bretton Woods, and that was held together by what? Being a protectorate of Saudi Arabia, for instance, and OPEC, and operating on their behalf. And you know, listen, these are the geopolitics that are uncomfortable to look at, because it might cause us to have to reflect and say maybe we don't have clean hands either. Now, this is not to defend communism in any way, shape, or form. It's an abhorrent system. It's an evil system. And I don't even know that Putin is a communist anymore, the way he behaves there. But if it's true that President Putin believes that the next stage of human evolution is currently at grave risk, and that Western and global powers are intentionally decelerating the process for their personal gain, that's not something I can have a hard time disagreeing with. Or what have I just said a double negative? Have I confused myself? I'm just so confused by the world we grew up in, Superdon, where the enemy was obvious. It was, the Red Scare. And now you're looking at Putin and going, it's not so clean and easy to figure this thing out anymore.
That's right. It's kind of hard to be, to be against Ivan Drago now. Even though, we didn't want him to beat Rocky, But of course, he was, if you remember, he was on all kinds of pharmaceutical drugs and steroids and stuff like that in order to try and beat Rocky, right? So.
Well, yeah, that was the era, of course. Right. Performance-enhancing drugs, PEDs, were used by the Eastern Bloc, Soviet Union. But at this point, Putin's going, maybe that's not the best way to go.
Yeah, well, he's quoted here. I mean, a really interesting quote here where he says the Western government-controlled people are in an intensively vaccinated borderline autistic fat man slumped in front of a screen battling a high-fructose corn syrup comedown. Holy crap.
Now, see, I have questions about whether he's really saying this, and pardon me for not just buying into it because it's in media somewhere. But, I mean, that language is so good, you'd have to say he's been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right. Well, listen, we have a global audience. We have a global reach here. So it's possible he could be sitting in the Kremlin, just kind of kicking back with the computer, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, right?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. We as a species have the choice to continue to develop our bodies and brains in a healthy upward trajectory, or we can follow the Western example of recent decades and intentionally poison our population with genetically altered food, pharmaceuticals, vaccinations, and fast food that should be classified as a dangerous addictive drug. Again, it's too convenient. That language is too good.
Yeah.
We must fight this, he says.
I would caution people, because we actually have not had a chance. We've attempted to, through some of our contacts, to try and get some clarification, maybe vet this story a little bit.
Yeah. I haven't gotten back. My sources haven't gotten back to me yet either. But I want to report on it because it's still good information. And listen, Putin seems to be sticking his thumb in the eye of all the established Western powers in a way different than his predecessors by targeting these issues. I mean, giving a cover for, what's his name, the whistleblower, the ultimate whistleblower, Snowden, right?
Yeah.
And there are people in our country that say Snowden was a traitor. But did you want to know if the federal government is spying on you without warrant, violating the Fourth Amendment? Isn't that a good thing to know? I think so.
Yeah. Now, if you humor me for just a moment here, I'm going to venture into the land of maybe more of a conspiratorial take on this.
Oh, go.
And this is the reason why I think you sometimes have to take this stuff with a grain of salt and really do your homework on it, because this could be viewed as perhaps something, maybe like a psyop type deal here. Because think about this for a second. If an article comes out and you've got Vladimir Putin using the same type of language, saying the same types of things, like the people that are against vaccines, against GMOs, this would be very convenient for the other side to say, oh, look, you guys are talking just like Vladimir Putin.
Sure.
You guys are talking like a commie. Say, it's just this communist thing going on. Everybody's agreeing. It would be the same thing. Imagine if, like, somebody came out with, like, a press release from ISIS or something. We're against vaccines and GMOs and big pharma. It's a way of association that can sometimes further the agenda of the other side, I think.
Yeah. Again, it's called controlled opposition. And unless we get validation that this is really going on, we're suspicious. We are. Putin's done some interesting things. He has said some things that we know are valid that he has said. But I don't know about this. And yet, the language is so good that you have to say, is this controlled opposition?
Did you just say yet?
Yet. You like that Russian angle? Yet. That you have a controlled opposition. As you said, Superdon, it's not too far-fetched to say. They plant the seeds to say, well, our enemy is saying this, so if you say it, then you're our enemy too. Can we convince you that people who are orthorexic, who don't like GMOs, who don't like pesticides, who question every vaccine, or at least some of them, are now somehow on the side of a Russian invasion? It's a question. I don't have an answer, but it's a good question. It's a valid question. Super Don's been smoking his weed. He's thinking outside the box.
Oh, stop it. I do not.
No, you don't. I know. I'm just totally teasing.
I wouldn't even want to speculate what this radio show would be like with me on it if I was doing that.
Yeah, like we'd be very late for breaks. I'd say
every segment is a cannabis update.
No, I was just teasing. But yeah, think about that. But think about also the reality of the insanity of the United States. I was one of the first, if not the first, to call it the United States of Drug America many years ago. That we have a culture that is so hooked on pharmaceutical drugs, more dangerous than any firearm, than all firearms, as we covered earlier in the show today. That we would invest in technologies and be thrilled about them that could deliver us drugs instantaneously. Check out this next story. Zip Drug, a service that now offers instant drug delivery of Big Pharma's toxic prescription drugs, just like ordering a pizza, right? A lot of folks are watching the game. I hope you have the sound turned down and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this is the life and death stuff, not watching gladiators in combat in the NFL. It's fine to watch that, but just recognize that's not going to be the stuff that changes your life, unless you just need to just let go a little bit. That's cool. But Big Pharma's toxic drugs delivered to you like a pizza? Yeah, I'll have a pepperoni and mushroom. And can you throw a slice of Zyprexa in there while we're at it? Yeah, and also, what other little anxious today, because my team, I don't know if they're going to win. How about some anti-anxiety? You got any anxiolytic drugs? Got anything for me?
And if they lose, make sure you've got your Paxil or
exactly.
Your Prozac.
Delivered. You don't have to wait in line at the... I've seen it. If you've been in these big pharma stores, like even Walmart pharmacies and stuff, you can't. You see people waiting in line like Disney for their drugs. As I've said so many times before, it's not that there's never a legitimate place or time to use a medicine. That's not my point here. But the reality is, if we are so tired of waiting in line, what does that say if we've got lines of Americans in drugstores across this land waiting for drugs that now are going to have them delivered at home? Putin has already won. He doesn't have to fire a shot. You deplete the adrenals. You deplete the immune system. You destroy everything about human integrity by this body that we've been given that we live in. And you do it via government-sanctioned medicines, government-sanctioned GMO food. Whoever this guy is that wrote this or said this, whether it's Putin or not, he's right. We are being destroyed from within. Our own willingness and penchant to eat garbage and pretend it's actually good for us. Or at the very least, that it won't kill us or provide us a pathway to cancer. Well, our pathway out comes next as Merck takes on Merck in an epic battle you'll hear unlike anywhere else.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
That last segment is evidence that Super Don can see the language of the Matrix, like the movie, the Matrix movie, when they're watching the computer screens and you actually you read the language. Because when you see these things as clear as you do, even if, you know, we say we're just speculating, but we've seen enough to know that when something comes out that is that right there in your face. And, of course, it would lead our side, if we call our side a side, to great joy. Hey, a world leader is coming out and acknowledging what we know to be factual and true. But stop it. We don't need to be overly excited when a foreign leader suddenly says, aha, see, because they're not saying, I'm right, you're right. I mean, that acknowledges it. It's inevitable. One day it's going to be self-evident. In other words, the whole idea is, you fight reality, right? What is that? The stages, you ridicule it, you attack it, then you accept it to be true, self-evident. And we go through those phases. And so eventually, even the Obamas of the world, the Clintons of the world, maybe not in this life, but the next, will figure out, and go, oh, yeah, well, I guess that was right. Screwed up on that one. Or they'll just take credit for it while they're still alive, as if it was always that way. How often do you come to a conclusion, and someone who you perceive to be your enemy had the exact opposite idea, and suddenly they've come around to your thinking, and it's like your words are their words now, and they don't even acknowledge that they used to fight you about that. But don't get ticked off about that. That's just a waste of your time and energy. You'll fall into a trap that you don't need to be in. Just go, all right, he's there now. She's there now. Let it go. Move on. Move on to something else. But, of course, what do they say? Revenge is a dish served cold, or something like it's a double-edged sword. I don't know all those sayings. There's some basis of fact in those things.
The dish best served cold, yes.
Cold. Right? It's just not a good idea to hold on to that anger, especially when someone has kind of let it go, even if they don't acknowledge your role in trying to help them let it go. Well, you might have tried to say.
I mean, it develops into resentment, which you know, a lot of people think that when they're holding a resentment against somebody,
it harms
that,
them.
There's a saying that, you know, holding a resentment is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right.
It ruins you. It destroys your life. And meanwhile, that other person's walking around oblivious. They don't care.
Exactly. They don't even know. And you can't conceive how that's possible. Let it go, my friends. Let it go. Go back and listen to Detox of Friday with Dr. Daryl Wolf. He's like the king of letting it go. He gets it. So we're having a good time here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, someone who's not letting it go is a corporation called Merck. And a corporation called Merck. What?
What?
Are we seeing double? Yes, Merck versus Merck, like spy versus spy. Merck has won a legal battle over Merck, which in return says it will file a lawsuit against Merck.
Okay, I think you started on the cannabis now.
This is very funny. It sounds confusing, but confusion is the essence of the legal battle between Germany's Merck, KGaA, and U.S.-based Merck & Company, $MRK, known as MSD outside the United States. The companies are engaged in a multi-country legal fight over the misunderstandings that come from sharing the same name for 125 years. Again, Merck, the demon spawn, IG Farben, the breakup, all of these things, they've been around for a while. Turns out the United States Merck has nothing to do with the German Merck, at least currently. They share a name. So years ago they came to a conclusion that, okay, we'll share the name, but Merck has the right to use the term Merck in Canada and the United States, in other words, North America. Not doesn't say Mexico. However, outside of that, in Europe and elsewhere, the other Merck company out of Germany gets to use the term Merck. Now, it's gotten murky out there because of the Internet, because of social media, and the borders that have been dropped, basically. Yeah, you're on the web, you're conversing with people from Australia, from Germany, from Japan, from England, all over the world. And suddenly you have a Merck web page or a Merck social media site, and they don't know who's who. Even Facebook had to get involved to figure out which site was going to use the term Merck, which was going to use something else. And for all I care, they can sue each other to hell because both of these Merck companies do some pretty nasty things. Of course, we're much more familiar with the Merck & Company that's based in the United States, hiring away Julie Gerberding from the CDC, rewarding her with oversight of their $5 billion vaccine division after being the cheerleader for all vaccines Merck, including the Gardasil shot. Holy tamale, do we have news on Gardasil and Cervarix. Major scandals, somebody is busted, some entities, agencies are getting busted, and Jeffrey Jackson, Action Jackson, is here to help us figure it all out. He's got an article, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out now before you allow your children to get murked or Gardasiled or Cervarixed.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Every once in a while, the bad guys get caught, and the good guys are there to put the word out. And one of those guys that's doing that is Jeffrey Jackson, and he's joining us in just a moment because it's time that Merck and GSK and all the governmental institutions that are mandating the shots for the human papillomavirus get caught up in their own web of lies. It's time for a special update, and somebody's getting you know what.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, he's busted. I don't want to put the hurt on you.
All right, into independent journalist, researcher, writer, friend of the program, Jeffrey Jackson here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Who should be busted on this one? Because this relates to the scam and the science or the pseudoscience behind the promotion of shots for human papillomavirus.
Hey there. Thanks for having me back.
You got it, Jeffrey.
Who should be busted? Oh, boy. Well, the list goes on this one. Well, we're talking about the Global Advisory Committee on Vaccine Safety, the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, Auckland University in New Zealand, and a lot of the individuals and officials that work within there have done essentially what the CDC did with the MMR vaccine data. They omitted essential data. They massaged the evidence to show that the Gardasil shot did not cause harm. And this was brought out in an open letter by Dr. Sin Han Lee, and he is a director of the Milford Molecular Diagnostic Laboratory in Connecticut. And instead of just saying it's Lee versus these agencies, word for word, when he could be discredited, he did a little thing called a Freedom of Information request, and he, before he put out his information, also added all their internal emails to show what they did. So this one's a big oops for these companies.
It does sound a little bit like, the CDC whistleblower domestically, in that there's controversy, and rather than digging into the controversy openly and honestly, it's let's suppress it as if there's no controversy. Could there be manipulated data, massaged data, deleted data? You know, what kind of things happen? We've had Professor Peter Duesberg on, also folks from SaneVax, talking about an analysis of the science of HPV causing cancer, even that disputed, put that in dispute. But again, we won't go back to that point at this moment. This moment, it regards specifically the scientific data, validating the use of the HPV shots?
Yes, essentially. In April 2013, Japan added the HPV vaccine Cervarix to the mandatory list of vaccinations. And then a month later, in June, they took it off because the adverse reactions were mounting up. The parents were very angry. So in true government expediency, it took them Japan a year, and they formed an advisory council, a government advisory council, and they brought a bunch of people in to testify. And Dr. Sin Han Lee was there, and he testified, basically said that his laboratory in Milford had basically 16 unopened vials of Gardasil that were sent from 9 countries, and all of the unopened Gardasil had DNA fragments. It's called the HPV L1 DNA fragment in there, and this fragment causes a hyperimmune response when it's mixed with the aluminum salt in the vaccine. So essentially, I'm going a little bit scientific here, but bringing it back, what the data that was massaged and omitted, what they tried to do is say that, well, there's plenty of studies that show that these DNA fragments are fine, there's no issues. Well, the internal emails showed that there weren't studies. In fact, there were blogs, there were science blogs that hinted to it, and they actually used science blogs to account for that data.
These science bloggers are the ones that Superdon loves so much, called the skeptics. These are people that carry water for the pharmaceutical religion.
Exactly. And Dr. Lee also said in his open letter that the science blogs that they use actually look like they focus more on attacking good science than they did producing any real science.
Isn't that interesting? So we're dealing with children, pretty much girls for the most part. They've tried to expand targeting little boys as well, but that have been targeted for a sexually transmitted virus, is the way it's claimed, that would 20 to 30 years down the road potentially maybe might cause cervical cancer. And they want to get them before they're sexually active. And then they see these adverse events, Guillain-Barré, neurological paralysis, some evidence of sterility, but serious neurological events, some deaths even. And we've featured this from our friends from SaneVax for years now. And it's been based on suppression of data that they promote this as a safe, viable option.
Exactly. And also in Dr. Lee's paper, he went a step further, and instead of just exposing using the emails and the science and breaking everything down, he actually went a step further to do the job of the Global Vaccine Safety Advisory Committee for them. And he gave the mechanisms on how this works, and he cited 22 real peer-reviewed studies that showed this. And it shows that these DNA fragments, once they enter the body, immediately cause acute hypotensive shock in girls. And, you know, I'm sure both of you have talked to a lot of parents. I've talked to parents as well.
Yeah.
And they say after their daughter has that shot, they get fatigue, lightheadedness, clammy skin, loss of consciousness, blurry vision. These are all signs of hypotensive shock and a quick drop in blood pressure as well. And Dr. Lee laid that out in his paper, which is now, it's open sourced online for everyone to see, and it's also sent to the Director General of the World Health Organization. And this is a formal complaint, so it is legal.
So if it's open sourced and it's an open complaint and it's illegal, it's been established this way, would you say, Jeffrey, that anybody can utilize this information and bring this open source letter, print it out, bring it to their doctor, bring it to their local school board, whatever, to kind of push back on these HPV shot mandates?
Yes, yes, exactly, because at the end of the letter, like I mentioned, Dr. Lee goes in and uses 22 solid peer-reviewed studies to show that the HPV vaccine does potentially cause life-threatening issues. And in addition to, when he was testifying in Japan in front of their safety council, he asked all the people there that were doctors if psychosomatic, which means basically it's all in your head, reactions, is what Japan was calling these girls' complaints. Dr. Lee asked all the people there if psychosomatic reactions could cause sudden, unexpected death in sleep, could cause clearly visible lesions that he captured in his MRIs and his lab. These things are real, and you know, I go back always to the doctors and the nurses. It's up to you at this point. The information's out there. It's in your journals, and if you don't keep up on the information, I believe these things should actually at least be a talking point. And you know, I don't advocate suing every doctor and nurse out there. I think it should go higher. Yet, you know, for individual mothers and parents and fathers on the ground, I think they need to bring this letter in and show that to the doctors that want to do this.
Right. Spontaneous neurological paralysis. Just a coincidence. Just a coincidence. Spontaneous death. Nothing to do with the vaccine. We continue to perpetuate, well, these so-called science bloggers, in addition to those who would profit so well off of the mandate, the government mandate of these vaccinations. Again, the future, listen, folks, this is important. The future of the viability of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and every company within it, and that includes Merck and GSK, depends upon the vaccine industry. They do not have major blockbuster drugs in the pipeline. They rely on vaccines. Why? Because the government dunderheads have been duped into making them mandatory, and even worse, absolving them of any liability should they injure or kill. That is the perfect storm. You tell me what industry has been granted monopoly status, mandatory utilization, and absolution should any injury occur from the use of their product. There isn't one on this planet. I mean, maybe you could say the military, but I mean, this is worse because the military doesn't pretend to come in to prevent you from getting cancer. Right? This is the lie that's being told by Merck, GSK, and everybody on down through the government dunderheads on the political left primarily, but also some in the political right who refuse to speak out on these issues because they're afraid of getting tarred and feathered on the issue. And they shouldn't be afraid because the science is on their side, on those who are questioning this. And Jeffrey Jackson, as usual, doing an incredible job of putting this in perspective for people to understand. And we have him linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. And by the way, his name, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-E-Y, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N.com, linked up in the show notes. Jeffrey, again, another layer of this. I don't foresee that the bad guys are just going to roll over and go, yep, Jeffrey, you guys are right. Shane Vax was right. We screwed up all along. They're going to fight this tooth and nail, are they not?
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's way too much money in it. You know, I think what Dr. Lee has done, if anything, was he provided a template for future whistleblowers. So this perhaps is a template for the CDC whistleblower information to come out, those emails, put out there in a very professional manner, and a manner that could be easily digested by the public. You know, one of the things that they keep pushing all the pharmaceutical companies is, well, we're saving people, we're reversing cervical cancer, we're doing this, we're doing that. And the rebuttal to that is, Dr. Wakefield recently spoke, and he made a great point. He said, he was speaking on autism, and he was using Stephanie Seneff's numbers, and he said in 2032, 1 in 2 children are expected to have an autism spectrum disorder. And he said at that point, you either have autism or you're looking after someone with autism, and society ceases to exist as we know it.
Yeah.
And that's just with the autism spectrum disorder. Now, add into that the HPV injuries, add into that the diabetes spikes from the vaccines, and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And the question is, what do all these things have in common? That they're all vaccine injuries. So what are we really accomplishing with these vaccine injuries or these vaccination programs? Because we're actually stalling the economy, and we're destroying
the world,
society.
The people of the planet. Yeah, you're right. Jeffrey Jackson has done it again. Action Jackson, my friend. Thank you for being here to report on it so well.
Thank you.
Maybe Putin is right, if it was really Putin saying that. They don't have to fire a shot. Let the people of America destroy themselves with vaccines and drugs. We don't want to see it happen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Here's Jeffrey Jackson for bringing up another angle on the vaccine injury issue with the HPV debate and, of course, the science that was fraudulent supporting its use. And this is why, another reason why, Luminara has set this Autism Recovery Summit up. It's ongoing right now. There's more speakers today. I think I'm going to be going on tomorrow, and I got Luminara up here to preview it again through robertscottbell.com. You can link and find it. Luminara, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, today we have April Shulat, and she is in Florida. She has the Integrative Autism Institute. Really amazing things to say about lifelong support for families with kids with autism. They come and they kind of go. They need support and then they don't. So she really provides it for the life of the child. And we've got Neil Maroney. He's got a major difference, and this is an ion foot bath. And he's got amazing report to share about a study they've done with autistic kids and how they're healing. So be sure to tune in today. And tomorrow, yes, Robert Scott Bell, you're up, and I'm so excited for that because you talk about really healing the gut rapidly. And we have Jeanette Franzen, who is a naturopath and a super mom, and she has amazing stuff to say, like things that you can do today to start healing your kid at no cost. So really incredible stuff coming up. We have lots of other speakers talking about the harm of electromagnetic frequencies and the Lyme component and diet and a new modality that people haven't heard of called neuromodulation technique. I'll be speaking about that on next weekend.
Oh, and it is fascinating. I talk with you about that. In fact, I got to interview you about that, which is great. Plus, there's a mom's panel, which is also practical and important.
Yeah, I interviewed six moms who told the three top things that have helped heal their kids. So you don't want to miss that because they're just everyday moms out there like you and me. And, well, not you, but like me, healing their kids.
Mr. Mom, occasionally.
All right, yeah, and you can get to that by clicking all the links and on Robert's show there. Mm-hmm. It's the Autism Recovery Telesummit.
Yeah, and we have it. In fact, your beautiful picture there, you can click on Luminara's face, and it'll take you right to there in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. I got another email blast. I'm going to be including information on it as well, and a free gift that I'm giving out for those who participate, and I mentioned it earlier, and some of the other presenters are doing similar things. So you can get a lot of great stuff in addition to the information. It could be life-changing, certainly life-saving, but certainly life-changing as well. And Luminara, I appreciate you so much for putting this together.
Thank you so much. And absolutely life-changing is the word. Lots of free gifts. Check it out.
Yeah, awesome. bringing the power to heal back to you, Luminara Sirdar. Thank you so much. Links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Final story of the day, I think. We talked about the man flu, how women are tougher than men. Is it because of estrogen? What is it? Well, there's good news for you men that are whiny when you get sick. It's okay to snuggle with your pets when you're ill, when you're not feeling well. Super Don, you feel better about that? Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, well, I you can snuggle with your pets even when you're not sick, but...
No, only when you're sick. That's what the science says. You can only do it when you're... Because men don't snuggle. They're just masculine.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Right, no emotions.
We break stuff. That's all
yeah.
we do.
Right. Men, right? No, of course, snuggle with your pets every time, anytime.
Well,
the concern
mm-hmm. here was that if you snuggle with your pets when you're sick, that you might make them sick, but... Apparently, they've clarified the situation. You will not give your cat or your dog the flu if you're sick.
Yeah. But don't hug a seal, because you get remember the seal flu? You might get the seal flu.
Oh, yes, the
remember
seal
that?
Flu.
it was wild how they just make that up. But you can get animal flus, but animals can't get human flus. Whatever, dude. Just snuggle with your pets and get over it by taking some silver hydrosol or modulate your immune system with beta-1-3-D glucan. Take extra selenium. You know, the things we talk about here linked up in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com. Oh, and finally, you know, another evidence that Western civilization is toast. It isn't because of Putin. It may be because of GMOs. It may be because of drugs and vaccines, yes. But it may also be because one of the number one movies that are being watched regularly on Netflix happens to be, what is it? A fan? What?
Yes. If you go on Netflix, I'm going to have to check this out later today. Literally, you can go on Netflix and rent an oscillating fan and watch an oscillating fan. This apparently is very popular.
Proof people will watch anything. Video. If that's all coming from the United States, we might as well hang it up. There's no hope. Now, if it's coming from Russia, Putin's got some explaining to do. If it's coming from the United Kingdom, of course, there are silly stories out of the UK. We'll have to find out from our friends at UK Health Radio. Anyway, that's it for this edition. We got lots more healing to go starting Monday with Advanced Medicine. Go to robertscottbell.com and link to all of the wonderful things that will bring the power to heal back to you, because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1-3-D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.